Stuart Reed is with the Food Co-op Initiative in Denison, Minnesota. He's been helping set up co-ops for a long time.
Well, the first connection was actually my then college girlfriend, who was a vegetarian. And
I think we're beginning to get the picture.
I'm not a vegetarian. I was for a time in my life, but I did start really appreciating clean food and the culture of co-ops more than anything else. It's a social environment that's very different from other businesses.
Co-ops at first did have a culture and may not have been for everybody. Reed says they've come a long way from when he used to go shopping with his vegetarian girlfriend.
It's less political. We find that while a lot of the co-ops in the early 80s and were getting started, there was a very progressive movement. It was often the alternative community that was starting co-ops, and it was partly because of the nature of what they were selling, the natural foods, whole foods, which weren't available at that time. Well, that's not the case anymore. You can go to most supermarkets and find at least some of those products. And co-ops keep evolving and are finding that they're often in supporting the local economy through buying local products from farmers, fishermen, meat and dairy producers, whatever. And the grocery chains can't handle that because they can't deal with small producers effectively. So we hope we can keep that niche pretty well.
Co-ops are member-owned businesses. Sitka already is home to one large co-op, the Fish Processor SPC, which stands for Seafood Producers Cooperative. Food co-ops work on a similar template. Shareholders buy in at a nominal cost and receive one vote. Profits are reinvested in the business or possibly distributed as dividends, but the basic rule is always one member, one vote. Keith Nitrate chairs the board of Sitka's newly incorporated food co-op. Typical co-op member fees are $150 to $300.
Here in Sitka, our board decided to keep that membership fee as low as possible. So right now, it's only $20 a year. We're taking the slow growth approach. So we can include as many members in this community as possible without having a bar too high for them to participate in getting bulk foods or natural foods as cheaply as possible.
Right now, the Sitka Food Co-op has 93 members, up from 20 last year. Their purchase volume has grown proportionally from $3,000 per month to over $12,000 last month. Members do their shopping online through three food distributors. Those distributors bundle all the orders for co-op members and send them to Sitka as freight on the barge. The freight is unbundled at Grace Harbor Church, and members drop by on delivery days to pick up their orders. Nitre says the long-term vision for Sitka's food co-op is an extension of this model.
Our goal is to eventually have more like a distribution center with a retail store associated with that. It may not be open 7 days a week. It may be open twice a month. But because we're started out as a buying club, and our distribution is the most important thing, and so to have a centralized location is what we're going for.
But co-ops can be much, much larger. In some communities, they might resemble a corner market. Other co-ops are huge and indistinguishable from mainstream supermarkets. Stuart Reed says this growth speaks to the adaptability of the co-op.
The grocery industry has become incredibly sophisticated. The margins are very thin. Product offerings are from all over the world, and you can get anything you want in the United States grocery store anymore. It's all run through computers and electronics, the ordering, the scanning at the register. It's very, very sophisticated. And the co-ops that have survived the 80s, and a lot of them didn't, but the ones that have grown with that and learned from that. And now we have some stores that are more beautiful than anything you could find in mainstream, perhaps. And every bit is clean, neat, and professional, and doing millions of dollars of sales. Some of the larger ones are doing $20, $30 million business a year.
The important difference, Reed argues, is a co-op's connection to community. He is not anti-supermarket. In fact, he says there are many large independent grocers who contribute significantly to their communities. He has more concerns over large chains that move profit out of communities. Keith Nitre calls it food for people, not for profit.
The root of the cooperative is cooperation and community. And so those two words, community cooperative, is where we're at.
Like any of the numerous buying clubs that exist in town, the co-op is viable with very low numbers. But Nitre says they're already eligible for volume discounts on freight. He says the co-op will be working with the Sitka Local Foods Network to involve more local producers in the effort. They're also exploring ways to partner with local seafood producers. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.